Lord's worthy this morning of our worship and our praise. Well, I thought praise was something that only took place when things were perfect and when we're happy. Yeah, it's easier, right? It's easier, but you know, true worship is not contingent upon how I feel, and true worship is not contingent upon what I'm going through. You know what true worship is? Is when we don't look at where I am or things that I'm going through, but when we recognize who He is. Amen? When we recognize who He is, wow, worship comes forth. Amen? And I just want to thank the Lord for giving us that opportunity to worship Him. Amen? Freely. You know, there are places in our world that don't have that luxury as we do. Amen? Amen? Thank you, Lord, for this house. Thank you, Lord, for this assembly. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you've made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. And, Lord, we give you the praise that you are worthy of. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 7. Thank you all for being here this morning. I know this has been a challenging week for us. We can back up a little further. It's been a challenging last couple months, actually. But you know, I'm thankful that in spite of challenges that we face, God is good. Amen? Do we believe that? God is good. And you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. I say, God, we're a little church, and seems like we're facing a lot right now. Our people are facing a lot, and it's been heavy. But God has assured me that He is with us. Amen? And we trust Him. And this is a thought that I had, you know, God must have big plans for this little body because the enemy's fighting hard. Amen? But you know what? The enemy's defeated. The enemy's a defeated foe. So we don't give any place to the devil. We don't give any authority to him. But we yield ourselves to the Lord. Amen? And we choose to press on and allow God to help us. And you know, and I'm thankful that God is with us. And that's what I've entitled our message this morning, with God. And we'll look at this in a couple different passages. We're going to read a couple passages that we actually, a lot of time we reserve for different season of the year. And we're going to read in Isaiah and John and Luke, times that we often look at it Christmas time, about the birth of Jesus. How many are thankful that Jesus was born? That he came to this earth. It's not Christmas. It's not Christmas in July. But the message is still alive today. Amen. And we need to hear that. If you know where I work, Hobby Lobby, it's starting to become Christmas season. Not quite. But I'm thankful for the message of that season, but it resonates in our spirits throughout the year. Amen. And I was thinking with the events that we've been faced with this week, and things going on in the world, and even some things in my own personal life, my own personal body that have been challenging this week. You know, sometimes, how many of us would agree with this statement? Sometimes we lose sight of what's really important. And sometimes we forget what we have. But I was reminded this week that God is with us. Amen? How many of you remember, I think it was back in February, when it got really cold. Remember that? Did anybody like that? Riley likes cold, right? But that was a little cold. But I remember that time when it was so cold. You know something that I recognized it in my house, and maybe I was a little bit more appreciative of it that week, was that my heater worked. I guess it worked all winter, but when I really, I was going to say needed it, but when I really wanted it, I realized that my heater was working. You know what? And that week I was like, thank you, Lord, that our heater works well in our house and keeps us warm. And sometimes we don't realize what we have until we're faced with things that show us what we have, right? I say that to say this, that adversities that we face, I think it's opportunity, number one, for God to show himself strong in our behalf, but also opportunity for us to just remember that we're not alone and that he's with us. When is God with us? All the time, right? And sometimes we need to be reminded of that. And I want to read in Isaiah chapter 7, verse number 14. Isaiah 7:14 says this. It says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. And this is a sign talking about a Messiah coming to the earth. But I want to stop right there just for a moment. You know, I think the world and the church world, but the world in general is looking for signs, and they're looking for answers, and they're looking for insight as to what's going on. I believe this, the Lord does give signs. Amen? You read in Matthew 24, the disciples asked this question. They said, Lord, what will be the sign of your coming, right? If you read in that passage, he lays out several things that will be taking place in the world at that time, pointing to him coming back, right? And I think some of those things may be unfolding right before our very eyes. But on a personal level, you know, sometimes we're looking and we're searching for answers. We're searching for solutions to things. And I believe this, the Lord will give you a sign. I believe the Lord will speak to us. I believe he speaks in dreams. I think he speaks in visions. I think he speaks through his word, no doubt. I think he speaks through revelation. I say that to say this, that we need to be open and we need to be attentive, because I believe the Lord is speaking. I believe the Lord is showing some signs to maybe us as individuals as to what our next step is, what our next course of action might be. Amen. Thankful that the Lord himself gives us a sign. Amen. And that was not in my notes, all right? So take that, whoever needed that. Here in this passage, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. You know what Emmanuel means? That was the given name to the Messiah, to our Lord Jesus, right? Does anybody know what Emmanuel means? And there's another passage of scripture in one of the Gospels that gives us that interpretation, but it says Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Not distant, not in, far away, but right here with us. How many of us have ever experienced God right there with you? Amen? How many of us have ever felt, though, that you're by yourself? Just be honest. How many of us have ever felt, man, I'm in this by myself? Can I give us the truth this morning? We may feel that way sometimes, but the truth is God is with us. Amen? I was reading in Corinthians, I believe chapter 4, somewhere, the location just left me, but Paul talked about some of the things that he faced, right? He said that he was troubled on every side, and he was perplexed, and all that, but he said this, I'm not in despair, I'm not without hope. How was it all that Paul went through that he said, you know, it's okay? How was he able to say that? Because he knew where his hope came from. He knew where his joy came from, right? And he goes on to say in that passage, he said, while we look not at the things that are that can't be seen, the temporary things, we fix our eyes upon the eternal things, right? And Lord, help us. Lord, help us to look to the eternal things, the eternal one, Jesus. Amen. And know this, that the God is always with us. I want to read in Romans 8:31. This is a passage of scripture that you may get sick of. I don't think we should ever get sick of hearing the word, all right? But I reference this so many times, and it feels like so much the past few months. But I want you to know that this is from the Word. This is not just from the mouth of Brian, all right? Because I reference this a lot. Romans 8:31 says this, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, and we know that He's with us, if we know that He's for us, the Scripture says, who can be against us? Skip down to verse number 35. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. All the stuff that was coming against him, right? Can those things defeat us? If we allow them to. But you know what? Jesus already defeated those things, right? Verse number 37 says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors. How? Well, I just gotta toughen up. I don't even know what this saying means. Just can't take the bull by the horns. It doesn't sound very pleasant, does it? I don't think I'll try that. I just got to muster up enough strength to get through this. No, it says we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. With God, He is with us, right? He is for us. Through Him, we are more than conquerors. Amen. And He goes on to say, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. I just want us to be aware of this. We've experienced troubles. We've experienced some hardships. There'll probably be some more. But God, amen, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want us to always remember this. Maybe you're facing some of those things that are listed there, some adversity right now. Remember this, that God is with us in every season. And if God be for us, what can stand against us? Amen. I believe the enemy is on the rampage. I believe he's, and I want to say this, not just this small little church. The enemy is on the rampage throughout the world. Why? Why? Because his time is short. Amen? So hold on. I believe we'll see some things, but we are victorious through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? God is with us. He's on our side. Let me ask this. Make sure that we're on God's side. Amen? God is with us in every season. What do we have with God? You know, I was thinking about my heater at my house. What comes with my heater working? You know, sometimes it works too good. I said that one time. In fact, here yesterday, I'm thankful that the heat works here at this church. It works really well. We were up here yesterday for something, and it was a little chilly, and we turned the heat on for just a couple minutes, went to the back, and we walked in, and it felt like I was walking into the fiery furnace. Not really, but it was warm, right? But knowing that what I had when my heater was working, not only did I stay warm, but I was able to relax, and I was able to and just enjoy my house. And there was so much that came with that. And I had this thought this week: what do we have with God? God is with us, right? But when He's with us, what is it that we have? I want to read again a passage of Scripture that we often look at a different time of year. John chapter 1, we're going to read verses 1 through 14. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him," verse number 4 says, "was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own. His own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." Verse number 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." What do we have with God? Can I say it in simple terms? With God, we have everything. Did you catch that in verse number 3 where it said, "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made"? So everything that we have, everything that we see, everything that we possess, where does it come from? Comes from the Lord, amen? With God, what is it that I have? I have everything. But I want us to look at verse number 4, where it says, "In Him was life." How many of us are thankful for life today? Thankful for life. Where does life come from? It comes from the Lord. And I want to say this in all seriousness and sincerity this morning, that without God there is no life. And I've talked with people, I've shared with people before about their need for Jesus, about their need to surrender to Jesus, because outside of Him is not life. And I made that statement, and I have people tell me, "Well, I'm breathing just fine. I'm living just fine," and I stopped just for a moment, because we have to understand where does our breath even come from? Where does our breath come from? Genesis records that God breathed the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living being, right? So the breath that we have, I can't give it to my children. I can't give it to you. It comes from God. Amen. I want to say this morning, that if we are outside of the Lord, we know that He's with us. But if we're not with Him, if we're not surrendered to Him, if we're not living for Him, we're not living, and I've made this statement to someone before, we're just really existing. You know there's a difference between living and existing? There is. Because if I'm just existing, there's going to, at some point, be an end. But if I'm living and life through Christ, I believe this, and I know this, that there is no end. You say, well, I've seen people, I've seen people breathe their last breath. Can I say that's not the end to those who are with God? Amen? In fact, when we're no longer here, we'll be with God. Amen? And so with God is everything. I'm thankful that Jesus came to this earth. Amen? But I want to say this, that this earth is not our final destination. Amen? So hold on to Him. Follow Him. Allow Him to lead us. I want to turn over to the book of Luke, if you will, this morning. Luke chapter 1. God is always with us. With God is everything. And there's a lot we could have got into there in that first chapter of John. So much truth, so much powerful things. And I encourage you to, if you can this week, reread that passage. Receive the truth there, amen, as the Spirit of God impresses you. Luke chapter 1. How many of us have ever been in some things that we would consider impossible? How many of you have ever been faced with something that said, there's just no way. There's no way out of this, or there's nothing I can do about this. I want to read, again, an angel foretelling the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse number 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. All right? So Mary was told that she was going to carry a baby, right? This is her response to that initially. Verse 34, Mary said unto the angel, How can this be, seeing I know not a man? How is this going to happen? I've not been with a man, so how am I going to carry a baby? Verse 35, And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Excuse me. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. Verse number 37 says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. What was Mary's initial reaction when she was told that she was going to carry not just a baby, not just any baby, but the Savior of the world? Her initial reaction was, "There's no way. It's not possible." Right? How many of us have ever been faced with God revealing some things to you, maybe for the current season, maybe for the future, and our response is, "There's no way." And you see, Mary was looking at it from a natural point of view, right? And in the natural, she was right. it couldn't be done. But you know what? God's not bound by natural laws. How many know we serve a supernatural God? You know what supernatural means? Above the natural, beyond the natural, right? A supernatural God. And sometimes, if I'm honest, I'll have the same response as Mary when God may be leading in areas and God may be speaking some things. God, I just don't see how it's going to work. There's no way with God, is what the message was. Verse number 37, with God, nothing shall be impossible. I believe someone here this morning needs to hear that. That maybe you're faced with some things that are troubling, some things that are startling, some things that are in the natural, maybe very well impossible. Again, our God's not bound by nature. Our God created nature, right? Our God is not bound by, He's not limited at all, right? With God, nothing is impossible. And I don't think that message was just for Mary, although it was delivered to her at this time, but I believe that message is for us today, living in 2021, that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen? I must believe that today. That with God, nothing shall be impossible. The last passage of Scripture that I want to read this morning, John chapter 15. We know that God is with us. We know that with God, we have everything. I think another passage of Scripture says that He's given to us everything that pertains into life and godliness, right? So with God is everything. With God, nothing is impossible. But I want to just put it on the other hand that without God, if we're living without God, can I be truthful with this? We have nothing. Without God, there are some impossible situations. John chapter 15, a passage that, again, all the word is powerful, so I don't want to say just this passage is, but as I read this week, solid truth here for us. John chapter 15, verse number 1 says, I am the vine, or I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Again, with this principle that there's no life outside of Jesus, right? Verse number 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. I want us to hear, and we're going to stop with this verse right here. I want you to hear this. It says, for without me, what can we do? For without me, you can do nothing. With God, nothing is impossible, right? With God, all things are possible. Without Him, it says we are unable to do anything. And we're thankful that God's with us. God is for us. Who can be against us? I want to leave us with this question this morning. Where are we living? Where are we abiding? This passage talked about the need for us to stay hooked up to the true vine. And in case you don't know who the true vine is, talking about Jesus, right, how we're clean and that we need to abide in Him. But outside of Him, outside of Jesus, we do not have life. If I were to go out here, and I think I've done this illustration here before, but if I go out here to one of these trees and cut off a branch, I could bring it in here, and what color are the leaves going to be? If I were to go out there right now and cut it off, they're going to be green. Right? But is it alive? what's going to happen? What's going to happen if I cut that branch off from the tree? Come back in here Wednesday, or I don't know how long it'd take, but eventually those leaves are going to wither, right? Why? Because they're not attached to the vine. Can I say the same principle for us? That if we're not connected to Jesus, if we're not abiding in Him, our leaves may be green, and appearingly so, right? But without Him, we have no life. Stay hooked up to Jesus. Without God, we can do nothing. And you know, there's a lot of time we are guilty of trying to do things in our own strength, our own ability. Understand this, we need Jesus. And the good news is we need Him. The good news is that He's here. God with us. He's not left us nor forsaken us. He said He'd be with us even to the end of the world. Amen. With God. I'm going to ask us to stand together this morning as we begin to close this service. I just want to, just simply this morning, I want us to know this again. God is with us. I can't close the service this morning without giving us this opportunity to, if we're existing outside of Christ, to know that we're not living. So I can't close without giving us opportunity to rectify that. I'm just going to ask us to bow our heads here this morning and say, and this is just between you and the Lord. This is not for me, not for anybody else. This is you and the Lord. You're here this morning. You say, you know what? I'm not connected to the vine. I'm not living for Jesus. But I want to be. Can I say, you can be restored today? You can have life? You're here this morning, you say, you know what, I want to abide in Jesus. I know that He's here. I can feel His presence. I can feel His Spirit. I can hear His voice. But I want to be alive in Him today. We can do that by asking Him into our heart. Anybody need to do that today? Just raise your hand and say, you know what, I need to have Jesus in my heart fresh and anew today. I want to not just exist, but I want to live. And when I talk about living, I'm not talking about just here on this earth, but we're talking about forever. Amen? If you need that, just raise your hand. We want to pray with you this morning. Anybody? All right, maybe you're here this morning. Maybe you're faced with some obstacles, things that are difficult. And maybe you've had this thought, God, this seems impossible. What can I do? You know, in Mary's case, the only thing that she had to do is allow God to do what He wanted to do. Because the passage goes on to say, and Mary said, as the Lord wants, be it unto me, right? Is what she said. You're here this morning, and maybe there's some situations you've tried everything you know to do, but you've not yielded that situation to the Lord. I want to say this, that if we will yield that to Him, no longer is it impossible, but through Him all things are possible. Amen. Maybe you're here this morning and you're faced with some things that in the natural would seem impossible, but as you know, God is with us and God is for us. You know God can work on your behalf. And you say, Lord, be it unto me as you want it to be, and the impossible can take place. Amen. Anybody need that, need prayer for that this morning, just raise your hand. We'll be happy to pray with you. Amen? Yes. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for honesty here in this room today, Lord God, acknowledging, Lord, that there's some difficult things, Lord God, some things that we don't understand, some things that we struggle with. But, Lord God, we thank you that with you, Lord, there is nothing that is impossible. And so, Lord God, we get ourselves out of the way. Lord God, we take our hands off. Lord, we stop trying in our own strength. But, Lord, now we trust in you. And, Lord God, we allow you, Lord God, to work. We allow you to do the work, Lord God, that you want to do in us and through us and for us again, Lord. And we thank you for that. Lord God, I'm thankful for the testimony, Lord God, that we will hear. Lord God, that will be shared of, Lord, situations that, Lord, that there was no way out and in the natural. There was no hope. But Jesus came and Jesus intervened and made that impossible situation possible. And Lord God, we thank you for working right now, Lord God. Lord, I know there are some that are maybe tuning in this morning, Lord God, that I can't see. But Lord God, I thank you that you see them right where they're at. Lord God, we pray that you would work in their situations right now. In Jesus' name, Lord God, for your honor and for your glory. Lord, we thank you that we've been reminded this morning, that I've been reminded this week, Lord God, that we are not alone, but that you are with us. Lord God, and I pray that throughout this week, Lord God, that I would be found with you, Lord, abiding in you. Because, Lord, with you is life. Lord God, with you is joy. With you is peace. With you is everything, Lord. So, Lord God, we live in you, and we abide in you, and we move, and we walk, and breathe in you today, Lord, and in the days to come. Thank you for your word that is alive today, penetrating our hearts. Lord God, I pray that your word will remain with us, Lord God, and will allow you to continue to speak to us. Lord, you know the help that members of this body need from you today and this week. Lord God, we pray that you would, Lord, I know that you are working. Lord God, let the work be manifest, Lord God, and Lord, just bring deliverance, bring healing, bring peace, bring joy, we pray, that we give ourselves to you. I pray your blessing upon each one today. Thank you for their dedication to you. And I pray you'd bless them, Lord God, spirit, soul, and body. Let their souls prosper as they prosper in you, Lord. We love you today and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen. Amen. May God bless you. Thank you for being part of our service today. Have a blessed week. We love you all. You are dismissed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.